VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. With a symphony orchestra, an explosion of fireworks, and rousing cheers from observing thousands, the International Olympics Committee declared the 2018 Winter Games closed Sunday, hailing the Pyeongchang Olympics as the Games of New Horizons. In his speech at the Games' closing ceremony, IOC President Thomas Bach praised North and South Korea for marching together during the opening ceremony. Bach handed the Olympic flag to the mayor of Beijing, which will host the next Winter Olympics in 2022. U.S. President Donald Trump is responding to a memo released by the Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. The memo is in response to one released by Mr. Trump's own party that says that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential election. Now, the Democratic memo calls the Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the various investigative processes that are underway. The president says he disagrees with what the Democrats are saying.
If you call it the Republican memo or the Nunes memo, it's referred to as a lot of things, but that was nothing but a confirmation. And a lot of bad things happened on the other side, not on this side, but on the other side.
Well, President Trump made the statements during a phone call into the Fox News program Justice with Judge Jeanine on Saturday evening. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a testy exchange this past week over a proposed U.S. border wall, Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House, according to a report Saturday by The Washington Post. Peña Nieto and President Trump spoke Tuesday, spending a considerable amount of their nearly hour-long call on discussions of the border wall. During his run for president, Mr. Trump made it a campaign promise that he would have a wall built along the U.S.-Mexico border to help reduce illegal immigration. He told his enthusiastic crowds that Mexico would pay for it. In a unanimous decision, the UN Security Council demanded that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed her skepticism that the Syrian government would comply with the ceasefire, but said the truce must be given a chance to work. She also admonished the Russians for stalling the resolution's adoption.
Today, Russia has belatedly decided to join the international consensus and accept the need to call for a ceasefire, but only after trying every possible way to avoid it.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who this week said the 400,000 inhabitants of eastern Ghouta were living in a hell on earth, was pleased with the unanimous adoption. U.S.-led diplomatic efforts appear to have persuaded ousted Afghanistan provincial governor Atta Mohammed Noor to postpone this week's planned anti-government demonstration. Noor governed the northern Afghan province of Balkh for 13 years until he was removed from office in December by President Ashraf Ghani. Noor planned to lead a massive rally of thousands of vehicles packed with supporters for a three-day sit-in protest in Kabul starting on Tuesday. His remarks came a day after visiting U.S. Permanent Representative to NATO. Kay Bailey Hutchison stressed the importance of peacefully resolving political differences.
What we're doing is saying to our Afghan leaders, settle this, let's go forward. We're not taking a role in it, but we are certainly saying this is part of reconciliation and moving forward.
General John Nicholson, who commands the U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan.
We respect your political process and your political evolution. We respect your politicians. As a military commander, my only request would be that politics not undermine security. And we keep in mind our primary goal of helping this country get to a peaceful reconciliation.
The political dispute threatens to undermine Afghan parliamentary elections later on this year. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The voice of America. One, the voice of America.